Hello, hello.
Hey, Robbie, we got
the boring service. Can I help you?
Yeah, it's Mario, Robbie.
Yeah, I'm halfway to the doctor, man. I got a urology appointment once a year. You know, I had a stage 4 terminal cancer. It was an aggressive, dangerous cancer, they said I had 2 years to live, but I'm cancer-free right now. So praise God, God is good.
Hey,
God.
Amen to that, man. You know, that's why they say
people don't believe he does miracles. Tell them to call me.
Well, I have one hell of a testimony myself, brother, but I don't want to take much of your time. Everything was already processed. Your payment was done successfully. You're going to get, when you get a chance, check your emails. You're going to get a few emails. There's one in particular that says, local splash invoice. That's going to have your invoice for the $199. And that one particularly, does have our terms there, so you can go over them. It requires you to put a check mark on three little boxes that says that you give us permission to call you when we need to, that the card that you used is yours, and that the next payment will not be due until May 28th. And that's going to be a payment that's done through our system on the 28th for $199.
Yeah.
That's going to be your flat rate. Okay,
so, cool.
Yeah, when you take a chance, take a look at that. That way, try to get that filled in. Then right at the bottom of that, it's going to ask you to put in your name. And then hit confirm. What that would do, it would allow us to lock in the rate for you at $199, and then it also give you access to our dashboard, which you will be able to see all the back end work that we do, like how many people log into Google, how many phone calls you're getting from the platform, all the back end work we're gonna give you access to that as well.
If I can get one a month, I'll be happy. Believe me.
All right, you said it, man. Don't forget you said that, Robbie. One a month,
yeah.
But I could tell you this much, man. I mean,
hey.
Yeah.
But you know what? I went to the doctor the other last week,
uh-huh.
And he said he had bad news for me. And I said, what is it? He said, you have cancer and Alzheimer's. And I, you know what I told him? Well, at least I don't have cancer. But don't let me forget. You got to remind me. If I said it, better remind me.
I don't know where you get all this stuff from, but that was probably one of the best ones right there, man.
Hey, but you know what? The Bible says laughter is medicine for the soul, so I've adopted that after I got cancer and I got cancer-free. I said, you know, my grandmother used to give us a big spoon of medicine and said, take this, it's going to make you feel better. You know, the Bible says laughter is medicine for the soul, so you know what I can do every day when I talk to people and tell them a joke or two, make them feel better, like my grandma did, so I do it on her. For her, man.
Wow, hey, that's awesome, brother. Hey,
yeah,
well,
tell me your story sometime, man.
I do, man. I will share with you sometime. It's a testimony, man, that I gave in our church once or twice, I believe, and it's very powerful,
wow.
Man.
Please share that
with you someday.
Yeah, share it with my group. Hey, do that, man. That's the Matthew 5:24, let your light shine. And that's,
absolutely,
people
man.
Can see your.
Well, here I'll tell you really
we're,
briefly.
We're
man.
A reflection of Jesus Christ's love. Remember that we're His reflection.
Right. So, I'll tell you this really briefly. You know, I'll cut it down really short. But when I was in my teen years, you know, I was a knucklehead out in the streets. You know, running with the wrong people. Out in Los Angeles. I mean. I think you can imagine what I'm talking about, you know, trying to quote-unquote
be clean,
know, the,
keep it clean,
fit the life of a gang member or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I was 17 years old, 18 years old. I took a bullet straight to the noodle from a rival gang member, man. And, we're talking about maybe about a 10 feet distance, brother. So it was a very close, you know.
Man.
Yeah. I was 17 or 18,
kind of
man. So,
man.
Anyways, I remember being, I don't remember anything else but waking up in the operating room and looking up, and there was a bunch of people all around me. And then I remember there was an older black gentleman who was a surgeon. And I remember grabbing his hand and asking him, "Hey, am I going to die today?" Yeah. I said, "Am I going to die?" And he looked at me dead in the eyes and says, "I don't know."
Oh, man.
So he was very honest. In that moment, I started calling out to the Lord. I mean, would they interpret as mumbling? Because they said I was mumbling. It was prayers that were coming from me. Anyways, long story short, brother, after everything was said and done, I was, out for about 3 weeks. I was in a coma. And, that same, surgeon came back when I woke up and says, "Man, he's like, you're definitely one out of a million, man. He's like, you're not supposed to be here today."
Wow.
He's like, he said, "Somebody must like you up there." And those were his words. And,
so many doctors are believers because they see miracles. You know what I mean?
They see it firsthand, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, I tell you, man, now it's been a long time. I mean, obviously I got my life straight. I do very well for myself and my daughters. And, those were things. Now that I look back, it's just like, man, what the hell were you thinking, you know?
Yeah, you know, you're thinking these are our daughters, remember. Don't forget. Yeah, we're too hard on our kids. We forget, man, we were worse, man.
right. You're absolutely right, man.
Hey, man, that's awesome, though. You did the right thing, man. When you were saying that, it reminded me of the two people on the cross with Christ, you know. One mocked God, the other started calling out, "Man, have mercy on me, God, have mercy." And guess what? His prayers were answered. So you did,
yeah,
man. You did.
You know what? I just got a bunch of chills talking about this right now. But yeah, man, I said, "Lord, if you let me live today," I said, I would definitely make a change. And, you know, I definitely did, man. And, it was just, I thought 100% I was going to pass, man. You know what I mean? To this day, I have it's funny, when I go through metal detectors, it beeps. I have to have a little medical card because I have a bunch of metal in my head. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, but man, that was about 23 years ago, brother. And here I am, and that's why they say that, you know, his plans are not our plans, man. And, you know, his
purpose. Jeremiah 29:11, Plans are for good and not of evil, man. That's our God, man. I shared my scripture when I got healed. It was Psalms. A lady gave me Psalms 106, verse 1. Check it out. And kind of a miracle like yours. You know, when they told me I had cancer in 2 years, I went in the house, I locked the doors, and got me a notebook and started doing cancer research. You know, never looked at the word in my life, and there I was for hours. And about 8 o'clock at night, the phone rang, a total stranger, Mario, total stranger. And she said, "Rob, don't worry, everything's going to be okay." And she said, I want you to repeat this scripture, Psalms 106. Give thanks to the Lord. I said, "Man, I just told I had 2 years, but God, everything I see is from you. Everything I know is from you. So I thank you for it all." And they said, and then she said, "For God is a good God." And I said, "You're a good father, Lord. So I'm thankful that you're good to your kids and his love is never ending. So he's with you. He's got your back." So I said, "Man, I got a good father that loves me and he's with me. So I'm gonna believe this angel's report rather than doctor's report. Here I am now, cancer-free, 0000. My last blood work in February." And just amazing. Yeah. Sitting in a room for hours. I didn't tell my wife, didn't tell my kids. It was November, man, so I didn't want anybody to know. I said, "I'll wait till Christmas and after New Year's. I don't want to ruin their holidays, and it doesn't matter anyway. God knows." I sit in a room. Only God knew what the doctor said, and I got a phone call from a total stranger, man. You tell him that God isn't a good guy. Hey, Mario, I got to get into the I got to walk in right now, man. Well, listen, talking to you, man.
You're ear hustling here, brother. I was all listening to that story very diligently, man, but Hey, we'll touch bases someday, brother.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
You know what? Amen. Aside from this Google stuff, brother, I got to tell you, man, that sometimes things transpire for a reason, man. I'm a very firm believer in that, man.
Always,
you know, in the beginning, I talked to you and I figured, man, this guy's a little on the crazy side, but I got to apologize for that, man.
Hey, after 70 years on this planet, man, if you're not, you know, you have to be. Hey, you know what they say, brother? If you can't beat them, join them. So hell,
join them. That's right. Hey, Robbie, we'll talk tomorrow, brother. Have a good good appointment there, man. You take care now.
Doesn't bother me none.
God bless, brother. Have a good one, man.